After the Holocaust, I went back to Czechoslovakia.
How did you survive the Holocaust as a child?
All the survivors of the Holocaust were more mature than normal children, because they had always to look out to survive.
How was your life like in the camp?
I worked in a factory, in a cement factory, most of the time. And since we worked together with civilians, so they had feed us better, and we had we had a little bit better conditions than in the big camp. There was a private little camp for the workers of the cements. And
how the idea of the recipe came to your mind?
The recipes. You know, hungry people, they always talk about food. And I didn't know how to cook because I was a child. And I thought that maybe one day I will be free and I will be able to cook all these fantastic things. And I wrote them down because all the women were always talking about food. And all the recipes are based on bread and dough, very fattening things. I wrote them down. Maybe one day I will be able to do them.
Who do you dedicate your contribution to the exhibit to?
Her grandchildren.
My grandchildren and the next generation. They should never forget that things like this are possible and they shouldn't happen again. And therefore, I think it's very important that we have a land, that we have a nation who lives in its own land, and nobody can touch us.